Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back with you here on Late Night. Final hour of the show. Right before the top of the hour break, I was talking about this New York Giants fan that was angry about the Patriots signing Antonio Brown. His name is Tobias Gray. Arrested at his home in East Providence, Rhode Island, Sunday. He was handcuffed and wore a Giants jersey and jacket during a court appearance in Providence on Monday. This on unrelated assault charges. The 44-year-old,
gosh,
this man's 44 years old, and he's threatening people about a damn team that signs a player, was charged with simple and domestic assault and threatening police officers at the time of his arrest. Gray is accused of making a threatening post on Facebook over the weekend after the defending Super Bowl champion signed Brown, one of the best and most controversial receivers in the NFL, on Saturday. In the post, Gray allegedly wrote, you have to say allegedly, but we know it's going to come up. This is what he put. I mean, there's a screenshot of it. This is what he wrote. Quote, "I'm going to pull a white boy's school shooting at Foxborough. You might as well hand them the ring right now. If I ever get my hands on a gun, which I don't have one yet, but I'm looking, I will go shoot up random people at Foxborough." What's going on in the world today, man? The world has been a crazy place for a long, long time. But just when you think that things couldn't get worse, they get worse. The Facebook post was deleted over the weekend. Gray's attorney said his client was simply upset the Patriots were able to land Brown and did not mean any harm. Oh, really? His attorney said he just really didn't get into why. He's a Giants fan, apparently. He was not happy about it. As I can see online, many, many fans of many other football teams were not happy about it. But they're not threatening to shoot up fans.
What connection with somebody being a Giants fan and you're upset about the Patriots? What is that? Why do you even care that much about it?
What do you mean?
Why do you care that much about Antonio Brown going and playing for
exactly,
New England?
Exactly. Why about playing for the Patriots?
Yeah.
He's a Giants fan and he hates the Patriots.
Oh, but so there's a natural rivalry, right, between the Giants and the Patriots. It's like I don't understand.
Yeah, I think there is.
Well, I mean,
this is not. I'm not okay. This is like he's insane. He's ridiculous.
Oh, he's absolutely insane.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
Yeah,
like anybody. There's a thing between the Giants and the Patriots, and it has to do with beating them in the Super Bowl.
Right, but the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. What? Two times?
Yep.
What other teams have beaten the Patriots in the Super Bowl two times? Dude, your team beat the Patriots twice.
Yeah, he's ridiculous, yeah.
But who
takes sports as serious?
I don't know. There's got to be something more going on in this guy's head. I've never, kind of like you, Henry, I don't think that I've ever gotten that upset over something happening where I feel like I have to, if I ever get my hands on a gun. But number one, why do you think like that? Number two, why do you say it? Number three, you're a grown-ass man. Act like a man.
It's insane that people get caught up into sports like this to where they feel like they can be this outlandish.
You know,
like, it's okay to be this angry. Like, dude, get your life together, man.
Yeah, and I mean,
get your life together.
It gives a bad rap to the fans who can keep things in perspective. It's, you know what? I support my team. I love my team. I love my Vikings. I love my Twins. I love my Timberwolves. I love my Wild. I love my Bison. At the end of the day, you know what? If the Vikings go out there and they get blown out by Green Bay on Sunday, it's going to stink. But at the end of the day, I've got my family. I got my job. I got my health. I got things that matter that are more important than sports.
Hey, this is the thing that kills me. And I'm not mentioning this story.
That being said, don't screw it up,
Vikings. I'm not mentioning the story just because it's a Giants fan. Like, every fan base, there's some nuts.
Yes.
I'm dead. No. They're crazy Viking fans.
Yes.
They're crazy Twins fans.
Yes.
They're crazy. I don't care what the fan base is. Everybody's got a couple of them.
Absolutely. And thank you for pointing that out, because everybody feels like their fan base, we're the best fans in the world. Our players tell us we're the best fans. You don't believe it? Talk to our star quarterback. Talk to our forward. Talk to our first baseman. Talk to our pitcher. They'll tell you how good we are. Yeah, but there are some people that are way out there that can be completely embarrassed. And I've never understood, Henry, because I've been at visiting stadiums where I've been wearing my team's apparel, why people have this innate intensity of hatred for somebody based on the jersey that they're wearing. It's like, if I go somewhere and I'm wearing a Vikings jersey, you're going to hate me because I'm wearing a Vikings jersey?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
You don't even know me.
It makes no sense.
It's like...
That's almost troubling, like when you would hear about the stuff about the people in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
When the Viking fans went out there for the NFC Championship game and how brutal it was. We just saw... Did you see this from last weekend? It was Washington played the Eagles, right? It was Washington.
Week one. Washington and the Eagles.
And the Eagles won.
Yeah.
But it was the basketball player. What's his name? His name is escaping me right now. Mike. He plays for the Sixers. Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. Okay. Sorry.
Did you see him get into a fight with Philly fans?
No.
So imagine this.
Michael Scott?
Listen to this for a second.
Okay.
Michael Scott, who was a player for the 76ers, okay? Mm-hmm. All he's doing is, I think he's from Washington.
Yeah.
So he has a Washington jersey on, and he's walking through the lot, the tailgate lot, right?
Yeah.
There's a tailgate there, and one of the tailgates has... One of the tailgates has a coffin out. And at first it looked like there was a Sean Taylor jersey on the coffin, which that would be totally inappropriate. It wasn't a Sean Taylor jersey. I did look at it. I looked at the video like three times, and it wasn't. It wasn't. But it was a Washington shirt, like a Pro Bowl shirt or something like that, on the coffin, right? Whatever. Like, you know, you're dead or whatever. Whatever.
Okay.
But he was getting taunted by Eagles fans, and, you know, everybody had a little bit to drink, whatever. And so Mike Scott was kind of like, hey, man. Look, I ain't taking this from you. And he actually ended up throwing a couple blows at a couple of those Eagles fans. And the Eagle guy, he was telling them, like, into the mic, he's like, yeah, you don't want it with us? He's like, because you're not going to win this battle. And Mike Scott was like, I don't care about nothing about what you're talking about. Because if you come towards me, I'm going to knock some people out. And a couple dudes got hit to the ground. He didn't knock anybody out, but he laid a couple guys back.
I mean, where
and it was videotaped. I saw it.
And amazing. Think about that. These are the same people that are going to be cheering him come this winter time when he's on the court. Pot meet kettle.
So think about this. Vikings versus the Texans. I'm just saying if.
Yeah.
If Jared Culver had on a Texans jersey, would honestly Timberwolves fans or just Minnesota fans try to fight?
I don't think they would.
A top 10 pick.
I can't imagine.
There's always one or two crazies out there, man. I'm dead serious.
And that's what's sad is there are so many people out there that take this way more seriously. Henry, it seems silly, but I almost go out of my way to be friendlier to people when I'm at TCF Bank or when I'm at Target Field or at Target Center. I don't know, because I want them to have a good experience, and it's me, the person, and being a fan happens to be a part of my personality.
I got
it's
you.
Just it's really sad. That's why I'm very skeptical of, like, I have to handpick the events that I have to take my kid to.
Yeah, I'm with you. 651-989-9226. This is the bad part about sports, is where you have people that absolutely just take it way too far. That's the part that you hate. You hate that part about sports. is that people just take it way too far. If you have a comment or thought on this particular topic, 651-989-9226.
Did you see the video? And I'll go back to something that I saw last night. There were two Carolina Panther fans that were fighting each other after the Panthers lost.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's like, what is going on in your life that you feel like you've got to have this aggression that you've got to get out over sports? Again, sports are great. Sports are awesome. I love sports. I've always been a sports fan. I mean, Henry, you're as synonymous with sports in this market as anybody, and I'm willing to die on that hill. But you know there's a time and a place where sports have their place, and you have to prioritize that. And when you're like this nut job out in New York that decides that he's going to go out because he's so upset over Antonio Brown, what is going on in your life that Antonio Brown, somebody that you are never going to meet, somebody that doesn't know about you, you could put on a name tag and say, I'm Goober McGooberson, and he wouldn't know who you are from Adam on the street. How do you let that person affect you so much that you feel like you have to threaten and put something out on social media? And I tell you what, a lot of people on social media, they don't even care about what you're saying, but you put it out there and you put yourself in such a position that you look like such a
Some people they don't have priorities in life, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. All right, hey, coming up next, that was a story that was frustrating to all, I think, just because it's ridiculous in the world of sports. This one has me bothered way, way more, and it's local. We'll get to that next. All right, back with you on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. This next story, I know that the last story in the world of sports, that was just irritating to see a dumb Giants fan do something ridiculous and stupid. This is a tragedy, though, this next story, and it's local. This is a tough one. From the Pioneer Press, fundraiser for family of Good Samaritan shooting victim soars as community grieves. This was such a tragedy. There's no other way to put it. Javier Yanez, 31, was fatally shot this past Monday after he ran out to help. Okay. Listen to me clearly. After he ran out to help those in a car accident at Case Avenue and Edgerton Street. Okay. This gentleman, a Good Samaritan, was fatally shot outside of his St. Paul home this past week while he was checking on an accident victim. This man lost his life for checking to see if someone was okay in an accident. He leaves behind his wife, Kayla, and four children. Javier, Amelia, Isabel, and Petra. The details. Okay, let's get to the details here. So there was a car crash outside of his home on the street. He goes outside of his home to check on the victims to make sure that they're okay. And one of the individuals, it sounds like, involved in the accident pulled a firearm on this gentleman and shot and killed him. There's no reason in the world why these type of incidents occur in our world. They shouldn't. We have four young children that have to navigate through life without their father. We have a woman, a wife, who will forever grieve her husband for being a good human being. These, look, we talk about sports and entertainment, and we have fun with sports and entertainment, and we talk about tragedies in the world and all this. This is a tragedy that I hate seeing more than any other. There's nothing. Let me tell you one thing about me, Chris, because we're still getting to know each other. There's nothing that makes me more upset, and I mean this. There's nothing in this world that makes me more upset than a person who is living their life. They're doing the right thing. They're being a good person. They're taking care of people and just being good people. Being a good human, and they lose their life because somebody is evil, because somebody doesn't value human life. I saw earlier on Twitter, we've had this conversation about downtown Minneapolis, right? And crime in downtown Minneapolis. And we've talked lately about the shootings over in St. Paul. I saw a video earlier of a group of young men in downtown Minneapolis. It looked like, I couldn't tell which actual area it was. I couldn't tell if it was close to Target Field or if it was closer to the light rail. I'll take another look at it again. But I saw this video, and there was a gentleman that got jumped by about eight young men. Eight. And I could be short on the number. I'm so happy that that gentleman didn't die, because they roughed him up pretty good. Stomped him, kicked him, jumped on him, punched him. Because remember now, all it takes is that sucker punch. When I see stuff like that, it makes my blood boil. And it's nonsense. It's nonsense. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to do in life to become successful. But the one thing that it doesn't take a whole lot of work to do is just be a good human. It don't take a whole lot of work to be a good human being. And I don't want to hear all the excuses about, you know, all about the wrong. I mean, yeah, I know. I get it. I understand. Bad influences. We get that. A lot of people been around a lot of bad influences. A lot of people have dealt with adversity and been in bad situations. Make good choices, man. Make good choices. Treat people with respect. When you were taught as a little kid, you were taught, treat people how you wanted to be treated. My blood was boiling earlier, and I even texted a couple of friends of mine when I saw that video of downtown Minneapolis of so many people jumping on a man that's just minding his own damn business. And I don't care who's listening to the station or not. That's thug behavior when you're acting like that. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It doesn't matter what gender. It doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter what age. It just infuriates me to no end. It's this is what has to stop. And that's the reason why I feel like at times we're totally lost as a world. Not just as a country, but as a world. Because we have people running around with no for human life. They just don't.
It's selfishness. It's what does this person have that I want?
But it's not even that, though.
No, and there could be no reason behind it, though.
But that's my point, though. Like, some of these, like, the gentleman in this article that lost his life, he wasn't robbed. He was robbed of his life. He wasn't robbed, like, no, it wasn't about his clothes or his shoes or his money. He was just going out of his house to help because an accident occurred right in front of his house.
Right. Yeah. And he went out there. I guess what I'm saying about it is people will go out there and act based on what will make them feel good. You know, what can I do that will make me, whether you can, you know, it's mental illness, it's insanity. We can put so many different labels on it that we want. The bottom line is there's right and there's wrong. And you mentioned it doesn't matter race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, you know, political. It doesn't matter.
Religion,
it
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's right versus wrong. It's being a good person. And it is sad because there are people that want to do good in this world. And when they can't be rewarded for that, it makes you so sad that there are people out there that don't have the common courtesy for human life, for anybody else around them, for any respect for anybody around them, that they will do this. And it is, I mean, you said it well, Henry. You said it absolutely well that sometimes you just, I don't know what goes through people's head to make them act the way that they do. But it makes you sad that you could do everything that you're supposed to do as a good human being, and it's frustrating, man.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Giannis's family is being helped by family friend Zita Larson, a teacher at St. Agnes Catholic High School in Frogtown, and I thank her. Larson has created a GoFundMe page fundraising to help the family with funeral expenses. By Thursday, they had raised more than $80,000, surpassing the original goal of $50,000. As of Friday, more than $130,000 more has been raised toward the new goal of $250,000. If you're out there and you have a little extra, please, I would say donate to this family that's grieving and in need. For not just now, but for years to come, for this tragedy. Donors to the fundraiser expressed their sorrow and sympathy. Quote, bad things should not happen to people who are doing good, one donor wrote. And I agree with that 100%. Coming up next, we'll get to today's top story, and we'll also get back to the NFL. We do Around the NFL next here on Lake Night. The Packers, I think, are running scared a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, for the first time in his career, is going to use a play-calling sheet? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Packer fans, how you love that?
I thought he knew everything.
Well, you're the one that has faith in their new head coach.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you talking all big and bad about the new head coach of the Packers?
I said, I want to get him while the getting's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you're not gonna lump me in with them people.
I'm just going about based on what you said earlier.
I ain't one of them. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of them.
You were in love with them a couple hours ago.
I wasn't in love with them.
Okay, you're giving a whole lot of props. I know that.
Hey, sometimes you got to separate reality from fantasy.
And that should be you. That should be you. All right. Hey, one thing that we're going to do here each and every Tuesday and Friday is have a segment called Around the NFL. It's kind of a quick fire. We go through. There's random topics that we'll try to discuss in the over the course of a segment, and we're going to do that again here. We did it on Tuesday. It was awesome. Let's do it again here on a Friday night.
All right, Henry, let's get right to it. Is the winner of the Vikings-Packers game the team to beat in the NFC North?
Absolutely. I'll say that number one, I think that the Vikings are the team to beat. I think that they're the most complete team from top to bottom. The Packers have a better offense than the Bears. The Bears have a better defense. So what does it come down to between those two specific teams? What is the difference between the Packers and the Bears?
I think right now it'd have to be the guy that does the throwing of the ball.
Yes. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. He's the difference between the Packers and the Bears. That's why the Packers beat the Bears last week. That's the reason why they're a better team than the Bears right now. But the team to beat is the Vikings. Now, Maybe Green Bay shows me something on Sunday that makes me think a little differently. I doubt it. But I think it's the Vikings. I think it's the Packers, the Bears. Until Mitchell Trubisky shows that he's a legit quarterback, get out of here. The Bears.
Think about the Bears could have had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's the Bears.
Is the NFL, this is something we kind of touched on a little bit during the break. Is the NFL doing the right thing by letting Antonio Brown play this weekend, making his Patriots debut against Miami?
No, they're not doing the right thing. Antonio Brown should not be suiting up in a Patriots jersey this weekend. Okay? He should not. And I know that people out there, many people will say, I should have done the Donald Trump right there. Many people would say. Many people would say.
Which means nobody's saying it.
That, well, he hasn't been looked upon as, well, the word from the NFL is, he's not put on the commissioner's exempt list yet because there's not a criminal investigation. Okay, I know that this is a civil lawsuit, but man, this is rape, man. This is a rape allegation. I'm sorry. How can you? This is the thing that I don't like about the NFL. They look and they pick and choose like certain guys that they want to put on the exempt list. But then when you have something to this magnitude, you're not going to deal with this guy and say, hey, man, hey, give us a couple weeks. We need to flesh this out. We know this is breaking news, but come on, give us some time. Zeke, AP, they've done a job of putting guys on the exempt list and fleshing it out and then coming back out. Why not with Antonio? That's the part I don't get.
I think there seems to be so much of a lack of consistency. I think it's frustrating for NFL fans. We don't know what the rules are. It's like the line keeps changing, and I know Vikings fans, I've seen a lot of it, like, well, remember when Adrian Peterson was put on the exempt list, like middle of the week, and it happened right then and there. So, I mean, I don't understand it either. How concerned, because there were comments from Rob Gronkowski a couple days ago that came out that he told CBS News that he said that he's had over 20 concussions, and five of them have been what he would consider blackout concussions.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when he was asked about coming back to the NFL, he's thinking about it saying, quote, I'm fixed. If you're the NFL and you hear Rob Gronkowski saying that he's had 20 concussions, five that he considers to be blackout concussions, how concerned should the NFL be about those comments just being out there?
Should the NFL be concerned? Yes, they should be concerned. Is the NFL concerned? Hell no, they're not concerned. They should be concerned. They're not concerned. And you know what? They don't care. You know why? You know why they don't care? Because the fans don't care. The fans don't care. Fans say that they don't want star players and athletes brutally maiming their bodies and getting injured and all that stuff, whatever, right? Fans are liars. They don't give a damn about these athletes. They don't care if these athletes, if the game chews them up and spits them out. Fans, frauds. You talk about the controversy with the National Football League, you eat it up every Sunday. You eat it up every Sunday. And I know that the NFL has got some issues, like all of us in the world. But I'm not going to badmouth the NFL that much. You know why? I mean, yeah, they make a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. A lot of mistakes. But I know I'm going to watch. A lot of fans, though, that badmouth the NFL, you know what they do?
They watch.
They know they're going to watch, too.
That's what I get a kick out of. I'm going to boycott. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm never going to watch. No, you're not. You're going to watch. Let's admit it. Last Patriots comment, and good because I feel like
I'm with Cap.
Will the Patriots beat the Dolphins by 30-plus coming up on Sunday? Right now, the line is 18.5. Is this going to be Tom Brady's Oprah? You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Is this 59-10? Are we looking at something like that?
Well, the line is 18.5, so I'd be inclined to say that they won't cover 30-plus, but no. I mean, this could be a bloodbath. The Dolphins are terrible. And now they're talking about trading away or making available Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, He can play.
Uh-huh.
He was the number, the 11th overall pick, what was it, a year ago?
A year ago.
This goes back to what I said. What did I say on Monday? I said, I truly now believe that, yes, there's tanking in football.
Yeah.
I hate to acknowledge it, but the Dolphins are tanking.
It's happening.
Yeah, the Dolphins are tanking. It's insane.
I think it's going to be ugly because the head coach for the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, a Bill Belichick disciple, used to be the linebacker coach for New England. There's one thing Bill Belichick loves to do. It's to run it up the backside of his former assistants. Because who's your daddy? That's Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of who's your daddy, who's going to be more motivated this weekend, the Rams or the Saints? Because we've got an NFC Championship game rematch.
Who's going to be more motivated this weekend? It's going to be the Saints. The Saints are going to play like the pissed off group of guys that they are, based off of what happened last year.
They're salty.
But this is the thing. That was last year. Like, them winning this game, it's week two. This does not guarantee you anything. The Rams went to the Super Bowl last year. Saints fans, they'll be happy if they win this game. Doesn't replace what happened to you last year. Not at all.
Still so sweet. Last question. We know up in these parts, Greg Williams, not so much well-liked. Bountygate 2009. Now OBJ has come out in the last couple days and has made his comments saying that players have told him that Greg Williams was trying to take him out in the preseason last year. Greg Williams openly denies it. Oh, by the way, Greg Williams, defensive coordinator of the New York Jets. OBJ playing for the Cleveland Browns Monday night, Jets. Browns, OBJ, he got a gripe with Greg Williams?
Yeah, I'm buying OBJ. I'm buying him. Greg Williams, he can't say anything and me believe it. I'm dead serious. Because Greg Williams is the same guy that said, no, there was nothing going on with the No, they ended up having audio tape, of him putting bounties on players. What was it, like Frank Gore and some others take their legs out?
Yeah.
I mean, no, dude, you're never recovering from that. Now, you recovered to get back into the NFL and get a job because you're a good defensive coordinator. But, yeah, the hit that they put on Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. last year, yeah, come on, that was dirty. That was dirty.
And he said that affected his whole season. OBJ saying that affected his whole season.
Yeah, man. He's got lower leg injury. Yeah, that
And a preseason
rough.
Game nonetheless.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, you know, Greg Williams – Cut off the head of the snake, and the body will die.
Yeah, he's a dirty coach. All right, it's going to wrap up around the NFL. Final segment of Late Night coming up next. All right, final segment of Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Tomorrow at TCF Bank Stadium. You got the Gophers facing Georgia Southern. That's interesting. And the reason why I say it's interesting is because, like, I think that the Gophers are going to lose or something. That's not what I'm saying. I haven't even seen Georgia Southern play. My point is that when I think about Golden Gopher football, the one thing that I don't like about our history with Golden Gopher football is that when we expect the Golden Gophers to play to a certain level, they play below it, right? And then when we kind of write them off, then they raise their level all of a sudden. Like, that's the thing that I can't figure out. When you expect them to not give you a good performance, then they just go out there and they make you proud, right? But a lot of times you're like, okay, I don't know what we're going to get out of Gopher football this weekend. So Georgia Southern is who they're facing. They're at the bank. You would anticipate that the Gophers win in a romp probably, right? Right? That's what you probably would think.
That's what you would like to see if you're a Gopher.
Well, do you know what the Vegas line is for this game?
I do not know.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you right now. They are favored by 17 points.
Oh, boy.
So it's one thing to be favored by 17 points and actually win by 17 if you're a Golden Gopher fan. Right? Right? Seriously.
Yeah, no, I'd take the
under. South Dakota State.
Yeah. 17 seems like a little much to give the Gophers.
Yeah, but who is Georgia Southern, though? And I don't know. So Georgia Southern, they last week got a victory over Maine, the powerhouse that is
the Bears.
Maine.
It's a good hockey school.
26-18, they covered.
CCO.
Barely. But I will say this. Who would they face week one? Louisiana State. That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting, man. They played LSU. Now they only scored 3 points, you know, which ain't nothing. They lost 55-3. 55-3. But yeah, that's gonna be interesting to check them out and see how all of that stuff shakes out. But Gophers facing Georgia Southern, a college football Saturday. I guess you could say this. If you just want to go based on strength of schedule, you would have to give Georgia Southern the upper hand, right?
Well, yeah, and just had one of our listeners just called and was like, hey, you know, they did play LSU. And
I know, that's what I just mentioned.
Yeah, yep. And that's what I'm saying. And we forget that they were in the last several years made that move up.
I know, because they used to be really good, yes.
I mean, FCS.
Yeah, they were
That wasn't where Jet McKinnon played, was it?
It is.
Yeah, because I remember he was like an option quarterback. Because I remember that was one of North Dakota State's first championships was over Georgia Southern. And I mean, it's a good program.
And by the way, when I would think of schools like Georgia Southern, I would think of schools like Appalachian State. Like I mean, good football program.
Yeah.
You know, because when you think back to them going into the Big House and winning a football game, like Wolverine fans.
And that's out of all of the FCS, FBS matchups, I don't think anything is ever going to, no matter what happens, I don't think anything's ever going to top that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being an NDSU fan, I can say going into K-State and beating them when they were ranked and like a 13-minute drive, yeah, just pounding the ball.
And Bill Snyder was the coach.
And that was, and Bill Snyder is an all-time legend in college football. But Georgia Southern's a good, Bill Snyder. Oh, man. People don't realize how good of a coach Bill Snyder is. Outside of that area?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's an all-timer.
So regardless of what the Vegas line says, it says 17. You know I'm going to watch. I'm still going to watch.
Do the Gophers cover?
Gosh.
I need to know, man. Where's Lake's big bet for Tubbsy?
There's no way, just based on Gopher history, would I just go ahead and say that I'm laying 17.
Okay, that's fair. I'd lay it too. That's fair.
By the same token, though, Skyuma. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's row the boat, baby. All right. I will talk to you guys on Sunday morning. Purple Sunday pregame with Joe Anderson. We'll talk to you at 9 a.m. Have a good evening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.